עלי ישור חלק א' דף צדי חס. פרק 16, הקדמה לפרקי אמונה. This is the introduction to a number of chapters that deal with אמונה. And it says the Gemara in Shabbos, דף קוף יוטס, כל העיני אומן בכל כוי חוי. A person answers אומן with all his might. The Rishonim, they say, בכל כוח כוונסוי, with all of his concentration. פויסכינוי שערי גן עדן. The gates of Gan Eden are opened for him, Shenema. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Perek Chavav, Pischu She'orim Ve'avoy Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim. Open the gates and let the righteous nation come through, the nation that is faithful. The drosh is Al Tikrei Shomer Emunim, not just a simple level of Shomer Emunim, a faithful nation, but Ela She'omerim Omein, the nation that responds Omein. So that's the source for this idea that a person answers Amen, the gates are open for him. My Amen, what is the meaning of this word? Omar Rabbi Chanino, Eil Melech Ne'eman. It is an acronym for those words. Ma'asha Sham, Ki Gan Eden yesh lo harbe she'orim. Gan Eden has many gates, Mechitza lifni Mechitza. One section and then another. And these, of course, connote different levels, different intensities of experience, or whatever it is. There are numerous such sections. The Omar, the Gemara is saying, Sheze ha'ine omen bechol koi choi, that the person who answers omen bechol koi choi, Shepuishinu kol ha'shi'arim mechadre Gan Eden. All the gates of all the chambers of Gan Eden are opened for him. Adkan Chazal en Ma'asha. Says the author, Derech Chazal hi, it's the way of Chazal, it's typical of them, to reveal the most exalted concepts, things literally that stand at the height of the world, at the apex, specifically through small things. Always the emphasis is on these apparently small things. And here, between the lines, the author inserts what Rashi says on what it means bechol koyach. It means bechol koyach hakavana. When a person responds Amen with all of his concentration, ma'ase katan shel emunah. It's a small act of faithfulness to Hashem. Umegalim chazal bozen. Chazal revealed thereby ki ma'ase katan shel emunah poiseach lifnei adam kol she'ari Gan Eden. That a small act of emunah opens all the gates of Gan Eden. Vegam zeis aleinu ladas. We need to know this, and this is a point I think we've already seen, and the author repeats in all of his works, this volume, the next volume, and others for him as well, that Chazal einam medabrim bimlitzois. Our first assumption always is that Chazal do not speak with exaggerations, unnecessary turns of phrase, figures of speech. V'chol divrei medikduk gadol, they choose the words with immense precision. So here we point out as follows: Beharbe mekomois matzin bechazal leshoin. So in many places, Chazal express himself in that way, that a person who does X is assured that he's ben olam haba. Vilukan eno mazkirim olam haba. Here, the statement of Chazal here does not mention olam haba, ela Gan Eden. That's number one. Vegam dikdeku lomar ki poischin lo yishari Gan Eden, that they open for him the gates, ve'en omrim shehu ben Gan Eden, like they say also ben olam haba. And those points, as we said before, in learning Musar, we said that the first stage is always to learn it properly, to pay attention to the words and to analyze them. This is an example of what we're saying. At any rate, V'nei Gan Eden hu mekoymei shel Adam HaRishon lifnei HaChet. Gan Eden represents where Adam HaRishon was before the Chet, and in particular, Asher koy chois hara terem yufidu ben abriyal ven abori. The negative forces are not yet sown dissension, separation between the creation and its creator. Ba'olam she'le'achar ha'chet sorer hester panim. The world after the chet suffers from hester panim. And the consequences, efshar lachshev kilu ha'olam menutak mibor'o, even says it's possible, and not just theoretically, it happens, that people think that the world, the natural world, the universe, is detached from its creator, and says it's just a self-sufficient, teva, nature. That's one realm in which hester panim manifests itself. A second realm, ken efshar liros by historia sharsheres shel mikrim. One can see history as a chain of events, or sharsheres shel meirois ashechokim tivim yichum lizavois, or a chain of. Well, the first one was coincidences. Here, this is events that natural laws forced to come about. That's a second realm. One sees history in that light. In the third example, b'chayenu ha'peratiyim, in our private lives, anu alulim le'yaches kol atzlacha el koychinu v'oitzim emenu. One can attribute every success to koychi v'oitzim yedi, obviously paraphrasing the pasuk. V'chol kishaloi nin sibois mikios, and every failure to coincidental affairs and happenstance. Those are three elements of Esther Panim. Kach hoyileches u'mizdakeres mechitza shel barzel bein adam levein aviv shebashamayim. That's how an iron partition is built up between a person and his father in heaven. This is again a paraphrase of Chazal, mechitza shel barzel. Ha'emuna megalai saboreis bar beso Esther. Emuna is what reveals the creator within the hiddenness. This is the definition. Emunah is that which reveals the creator within the hiddenness. Vehuireses es mechitzas barzel ben abriya levin bo'ah. And what he does is to demolish the partitions between the creator and his creation. Ha'oine omein bechol ko'ach emunasoy. And thus, a person who answers omein with all the force of his emunah. Here we see another element to it. Kavana, meaning with all of his emunah. What does that mean, to open the gates? It means, it's true that here, as he is responding, let's say, to Kaddish, and he says, Amen, he is in this world where Hester Panim is an essential component of it. It's a fundamental component. There's Hester Panim here. He sees the world properly. He sees it as if he were in Gan Eden before Hester upon him became a feature of this world. And therefore, you get the antidote of what you said above. Lat ha'emunah, the passion, the burning of the emunah, ha'chifes chadrei b'riyah, that searches and penetrates into all the chambers of the creation, megale, what it discovers is, ki ha'briyah eina teva, that nature is not just nature, just physical laws and chemical combinations. Ha'historia eina mikre. There's a topographical error, yeah? Ha'historia eina mikre. History is not just events and circumstances, etc. Ma'aseinu einam oitzem yad. Our accomplishments are not just k'yichiv oitzem yadi. That's the antidote. That's what emunah does. Ha'emunah mavchina b'chol toifo yisateva ritzono yisborach. Emunah distinguishes in all natural phenomena Hashem's will. Bechol me'ora histori hanhagasai. Emunah sees in every historical event Hashem's providence. Bechol hana'a chasdoi. Emunah sees in every pleasure that we derive chesed from Hashem. Bechol ma'aseh ezrasoi. Emunah sees in every action that we do, we see assistance. And therefore, hachazak be'emunasoy, a person who is strong in emunah, chai be'olam ruchani b'yosei alei adamois, he is living in Gan Eden as it was before the chait, while in this world. This is the meaning of what Chazal say over there. They open for him all the gates. Kol ha'olam hoifech lo lemakom shel gilui kvodoi v'yichudoi yisborach. The world becomes from a place of hester panim, it becomes a place of revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a divine light that he sees in every corner of this world. Ve'el melech ne'eman, this is termed Rabbi Chanina, melaveh Yisrael kol derech hayav. And this faithful king, the creator, accompanies this person at every step of the way. That's the explanation of that Gemara. Onwards to the Ramban. Emunah zehi tachlis ha'yetzira v'yesod olam Yisrael. This emunah, what we've just explained, is really the purpose of creation and the foundation of all mitzvahs. V'chein kosam haramban besof parashas bo. It's a very famous passage in the Ramban. He writes, ul'fichach amu, therefore Chazal said, hevei zahir b'mitzvah kala kevachamura, this is in Pirkei Avos, shekulon chamudois v'chavivois me'oid, all the mitzvahs are beloved, shebechol sha'a adam moideh bohen le'iloikav. Through the mitzvahs, we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this immediately leads to the next idea. The kavanas kol mitzvois, the intention, the objective of the mitzvois, shena'amin beloikeinu, to reach this emunah that we just spoke about, v'noideh elav shebirano, and to acknowledge the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. V'hi kavanas yetzira, these are very strong words in the Ramban. This is the purpose of creation. She'ein lanu ta'am acher ba'yetzira rishanu, we have no other explanation for the creation. Ve'en le'elyoin batachtonim chefetz, and the Supreme One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has no interest in the lower world except milevadze, except this. She'yeida ha'adam ve'yodei le'lokav she'beroi, that a person should know and then acknowledge to his God that he created him. It's an amazing statement. Ve'chavanas re'imemus akoel batefilah, the whole idea of raising one's voice in tefillah, the songs that we have and the responses, everything. Ve'chavanas batech nesiyois, the whole point of having public places, shuls, was chus tefilas rabim. The whole point of tefilas rabim, as opposed to individuals davening, zeu, shiye livne adam makoim, that people should have a designated place, yiskabetzu, again there's a topographical error there, yiskabetzu, where they can gather, v'yeidu lo'el sheberam, and acknowledge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created them, v'imtziam, and brought them into being, v'farsemuze, and make this well known. And said him, we are your creatures. That's what he says in Boy. In his introduction to Sefer Yoiv, this is a much less well-known work of the Ramban, of course. If you look at the Kol Kisvei HaRamban, the famous edition of Rabbi Chaim Shavel, so there, it's in the second volume, it's page 24. In his introduction to Yoiv, the Ramban writes as follows: the Harasha HaKoyfer Bo'el, the Rasha who denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kegoin Hayimrim Sha'ilam Kadmoin, for example, those who say that the world is eternal, he's referring here obliquely to Aristotle. He also criticizes the Rambam, although the Rambam also disagreed with Aristotle on this point. At any rate, he conflates this idea, the ancient belief, and not so ancient in fact, it lasted until the 1960s, that the world is eternal. That is associated with Aristotle. So the Ramban conflates it with a complete denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can look there at the notes of Shavel. So those who deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki chashub Hashem v'yemru lohu, they deny Hashem and they say he isn't. That's a paraphrase of Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Hei. Those who deny Hashem and say he does not exist. Ein b'ma'asem zechus. There's no merit in their deeds. Afilu hisnagu b'midos na'os v'tavos kol yomem. Even though the behavior might be wonderful, it may be full of derech eretz and midos na'os v'tavos, the Ramban says there's no point to it. It's completely pointless. There's no merit in that. And the author now explains, ze pashut uvaru. This is an obvious point. Mi she'ein lo emuna, a person without at least basic emuna, ha'ikar chaser b'chayav. The ikar is missing. Then what is the point of all ma'asav tovim? One can think of all sorts of analogies. I offer a very simplistic analogy. You'll forgive me, I'm sure you have better ones. But imagine a luxury car, and it's got all the latest things. It's got the GPS, and it's got the seat warmer with massage elements in it, and four different positions for the speakers and whatever, but no engine. So, at the end of the day, the ikar is missing. This is not a car. A car must have the basic. The same thing over here. Without this emunah, all the good deeds that this person does is entirely pointless. The pasuk in Miyah Hey, there also, Hashem einecha haloi le'emunah. Hashem's eyes gaze, so to speak, towards emunah. This is what he seeks. Adkar.